Good afternoon, everybody. This is Michael Marsalek. We'll return to performance today on Montana Public Radio in just a few minutes. Joining me by telephone is the artistic director of Musikant in Montana, Carrie Krabel. There's all sorts of events happening this week. It is the 14th annual Montana Early Music Festival with four primary concerts happening in Bozeman, Butte, Helena, and in the Missoula area, all coming in the next few days. Nice to get a chance to speak with you.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, this is a special event. Certainly, you have regular concerts and performances, and your ensemble draws from amazing talent from around the country and the state to do concerts in various areas. But this is something really wonderful, as you're doing the Johann Sebastian Bach Mass in B minor and performing it in what's called a hip performance, right? Tell people about that.
Well, this is one of the sort of key words for performances that are on the original instruments or copies of the original instruments. Some of our string players have 1800 instrument, you know, music instruments from the 1800s. It's sometimes called period instruments, but the idea is that with these hip, historically informed performances, it's as close as we would can have an idea of what they would have heard when they were originally. When these performances were first done, and when these were written, the instruments that Bach had to work with, the style that we think was used. Of course, you know, there weren't any Sony recorders back then, so it's sort of hard to. Nobody had smartphones to film it either. So, anyway, it's an attempt to be historical, and there are programs around the country at the universities, conservatories, who focus on this. And the people that we have involved in this these concerts are people who have. These are mostly, you know, folks who are a little bit nerdy about this. You know, they're very historically curious, and they have the old instruments. And so this is the first time ever to get together a whole group in Montana to do a historically informed performance.
Well, and you've put together, you know, the correct size ensemble, I assume, a 17-piece instrument orchestra and a small chamber chorus as well as part of the performance, right?
Right. There's a lot of interesting things about these instruments because they are different from the modern instruments. People have maybe seen photos of historic strings and know that they use cat guts and not steel strings and everything. But some of the other instruments, for instance, the trumpets, don't have valves, nor the horn. The horn is more like a hunting horn. The instruments really are different. They're an earlier form of a lot of the modern instruments, and they're more gentle. They also have the peculiar problem of playing down a half step from what modern instruments play. So we had to import an organ because we knew there were no organs at the churches we wanted to perform at who played a half step low. So we brought in an organ from Seattle, and it's a portative organ, which means it's sort of portable. At least the pipes aren't in a wall somewhere. So it's an interesting new development of an old thing, which is really exciting.
Well, you'll be performing the Johann Sebastian Bach Mass in B minor in four cities. I'll give the details on that in just a moment, and also mention to folks, if you'd like more information, you can go to the website musikantenmt.org. That's musikantenmt.org, or call this number 442-6825. You also have soloists coming in from around the country as well.
Yes, we do. These are, interestingly enough, two of these soloists performed this with me back in D.C. when this was really an unusual idea. I didn't ever do it with original instruments, but we have Amanda Balestrieri on soprano and Robert Tudor Robert Petillo on tenor, and they were in the first performance I ever did of this back in 1989, so that's pretty interesting. We have Marjorie Bundy. These people, most of them don't live in D.C. anymore. Marjorie Bundy on mezzo-soprano, and Kania, who's from Shepherd, over here in Montana, is the alto soloist. And we have two baritones coming from, actually also from the D.C. area, Rob Tudor and Bob Robinson. So it's a merry band of, we call it, you know, not an orchestra, but a Baroque band. And the soloists fit right in because they are specialists in this period of music. And it's a different sound for the chorus, too. It's, you know, it's a lighter sound. It's very transparent because there's not a lot of vibrato used. So you really hear the clarity of the chords. And you don't want to do this in a big, acoustically wild cathedral because then you couldn't hear all these 16th notes run lessons that you've worked 3 months to prepare. But it needs, it's an intimate sort of thing. It's not a huge crash, you know, no Berlioz here.
This first ever Montana period instrument performance of the Johann Sebastian Bach Mass in B minor will be presented in 4 Montana cities. The concerts are tomorrow night, Thursday, at Holy Rosary in Bozeman, 7:30 p.m., Friday the 15th at Immaculate Conception in Butte, 7:30 show as well, Saturday the 16th in Missoula at St. Francis Xavier, and the Plymouth Congregational performance in Helena for the final concert will be Sunday the 17th. That's a 4 p.m. show. The Missoula performance is also sponsored in part by Bitterroot Baroque. For more information, once again, you can call 442-6825. I've been talking with Carrie Crable from Musikanten Montana about this wonderful 4-day event that's happening starting tomorrow, the 14th Annual Montana Early Music Festival. Thanks so much for taking time to visit with us.
Thank you so much.